talks about Kesem, Shachar, Pachas, Mikigris. The whole discussion. He says as follows. But as we said before, they never go to at all less than Shir Kigris. Quotes a Gemara. It's kind of a low plug. And he says that the Biltstocker says that. Yesterday we said from the Sefer Kochazi that that's not necessarily the case, that the Biltstocker says that way. That's how everyone understands the Biltstocker. But the Biltstocker didn't quite say it. But therefore we assume that we can be, even by Shachar, he's make a halacha lemaisa in a situation of less than a kegris. And he quotes a part of his Rimona says that the poskim left out the Ravid. So as he's note al hakam, this is on Perek Gimel Sif Yud in the footnote. And Rav Moshe also seems to be lenient in this kind of situation. Fine, let's discuss a little bit the idea of Big Day Tzivonim with the Gemara with the Rashi. Please turn Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Let's review the three major kulas: less than kegris, ena mekabel tuma, and tzivonim. We have to keep talking about all three of them. And the pashtus, as we shall see, we have to say that all three, we're not gozer, even if the reason why we're not gozer may not apply, as we shall see. So we have over here Tana Rabbanan, right before the Mishnah. Beged Tzavua Metame Mishim Kesem. Rab Nosem Rab Yosef Omer Eina Metame Mishim Kesem. Shal Tiktu Bignet Tzivona Leisha Lohaka La Kesmein. Tiktu Maitak Ninu. Shal Hutru Bignet Tzivona Leisha Lohaka La Kesmein. We're not going to go to the other protein. Says Rashi, Lohaka La Kesmein She Eina Kesem Nikibo Kemare Dam Gomor. Not one word is extra in Rashi. Kemare dam gomor. Is it dam gomor and dam not gomor? What does that mean exactly? Is dam gomor and is not this dam which is not gomor? That's the implication over here. What does that mean? So some want to say, so you see klar, that if it is nikur, it's going to be osir. Now how can you say such a thing? Is a machlokas atanoim over here. According to Tanakama, it's tummy. How can it be tummy if it's not nigger that it's tummy? It's a posh prayer that it's nigger that it's tummy. I mean, at least to the rabbi who's looking at the chacham. And nonetheless, it's not dam gomer. So it's recognized as dam, it's not dam gomer. So the posh prayer is it has to be mutter. As a matter of fact, if you look over here in the Chivas, I brought the Halachas from, which we don't have on screen, the Chuvas from, I can show it to you. Always good to see things inside. To see who he wrote to. Tamidi, Yakiri, Harav, Agoin, Yekar, Ruach, Mushna, Bekol, etc. Moreno of Moshe, Havashtam Shlita. Who is this? Havashtam was a tremendous person. I got to know him a little bit personally. He was a Rav in the Eda Haredes, Rishalayim. Very, very, this very hush of a person who was passed away somewhat young. He was a Talmud of Rav Vosner. He writes like this. Big Day Tzivonim quotes Rashi. In Hevdol Ben Tzeva LeTzeva, the Kol Shul Bichlal Big Day Tzivonim Bichlal Big Day Tzivonim. Shalom Gozu Al Kismayim. the steam has dolly rishonim bechazeh eino ela mafurish, then mechalkim bezeh. And the Rambam says, unless it's lavan, but tzivonim not. You see, klar, but it's not white, by definition it's called colored. It is true, Rabbi Nesimcha holds, rak the tara sekila, avol isha tmeya. It says, it doesn't say begat tzavua in the kabel ksamim, as it says in the Mishnah. Okay, dika behen, that's what Ravan says. Im ki ein adasa shar poskim, we pass from the cooler, and also we also look, zan nishma, the nido di dan, the bigot tzavonim ari, shak kesa nika behen. And that's why, according to one opinion, it's Aser. Mushmachel Adati, Gam Rav Yonasan Bar Yosef, says, Ena Matar Rakal Dine Tumah. Gam Das Rashi Ken. Mashikos of Shein HaKesan, Nika B'mari Dam Gomu. Perusha, okay, V'nai Le Taru V'steva Hadam V'at Seva Shal HaBegin. Nolan Mara Mishuna Shal Dam V'lefom V'nishtan L'garmi. Shuv, here's the key line. V'chol Ofen L'gozu O'tan V'zeh. Same as Rabbi Lesson Kegris, right? Even though it started off reasons, at the end of the day, it's a low plug the cooler. I'm of etzem alev yodei averoshu dam kesem and the mishnah says etzeva im lo kelo yatana kama machlo tamim bezeh. That's the answer, Rabosai. That's the answer. That's the answer. So loch lemaisa, we are making the shalom. Doesn't make a difference what color it is. We're making no matter what. And I'll explain to you in a minute what it means. Dan Gomer. He discusses what he discussed in the base manager about Tzavua Beteva. He doesn't, well, we'll come to that a little later on.
Maybe
yeah.
Asked by the paragraph he's masking on pale colors from the gels, right?
Oh, he is? Yeah, he is.
Yes.
I'm glad I passed the by, I don't agree. Where does he say?
A little more down. Right there at the end of that paragraph.
What do you mean?
In the end of the
paragraph. This one?
Yeah, he's masking on pastel.
Seva Adoma Kamat Lelovan. What does that mean? Kamat Lelovan means off-white.
Or
off-white. That's all.
And oh. Yes, like gel.
Helgel.
He says the same thing as Yeshua Levi also.
What's helgel? Gel is yellow. What's helgel?
Pale yellow.
Pale yellow. I'm not masking. Red. I think it's I agree with everything else except for that. That's why I skipped the one. We shall see in a minute what the words mean. What the words mean. We'll see soon. Now, let's first see a Psak Halach. We saw one reason. Some poskim say that the whole kula, he quoted from the Hagos Maimini, the whole kula applies only Lataris and not Labaila. I can understand why one might say that. Let's take a look at the Rush. The Rush in Simon in Perek Tes, second half of Perek Tes, Simon Aleph, page Mem Zion, in the print that most of us have. After Hilchos Klai Begadim, quotes the Gemara, Machlokas HaTanoim. Haramban Zal Posek HaTanakama. The Rambam Zal Posek Rabbi Yonasan. Uviksamim Shomim Lahokal. So the Machlokas are we showing? So there are two reasons to be Machma, gentlemen. One according to the Ramban. Ramban Posek HaTanakama, there's no cooler of Big Day Tzivonim at all. Right? And the Hagos Maimini Paskins, it only works Litaras, not Labaila. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Tzadi Sif Yud, he's open, you'll see that this didn't pass by the Gedolei Achronim. What's going on? Shulchan Aruch just says Kacha. He says, Bigdei Tzavuah Tahora. So the Dogon Meravavah says, Tmihani. So Heviyu Shem Cholik. Hagos Maimini says, it's only the beggar, the Taras. He should tomato the Bible. And the Ramban says, don't pass the whole thing. Kosher lehoklam is a negat shlosha chamore olam. The Ramban, Rabbi Simcha, and the Bagos Maimi, and the Ramban. The answer is, it's not so kosher. Because the Rosh said, even though the three Gedolei olam who say, It's also we paskin, it is mutter. So where is this? Why should it be? Why should it be mutter? What do you mean? What's dam gama? Look in the Gemara. It's on the comic attractions. On the next Maram Kama sheet, we talk about Maris. Look at the Gemara that Chof Amun Aleph. Chof Amun Aleph. Chof Amun Aleph. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly how a person is supposed to check certain things. How do you check? It's a bit complicated. The Gemara says that there are different kinds of blood. Some bloods are Tameh and some bloods are Tor. Says the Gemara B'chulon, halfway down, less. Ain bolken el al gabe matlis levona. You have to check a garment, a bedika cloth, on a matlis levona. Says Rashi over here. Why must there be a matlis levona? Let's see if we can find the Rashi. Hold on a second. Matlis levona. Maros Adamim Nikarim Ba. Okay. Now, you understand very well, that was true in the olden days. In the olden days, they were very, very careful to discriminate between different Dam Ladam, as the Pasuk says. There were only, as we'll see in the Mishnah later, four types of red that were Tomei. And in the olden days, even unbelievably, in between those four levels was Tor. Kavachomer, less red than all four levels is Torah. Today, we ask for everything. Any little red, because we're not experts anymore. Once we're not experts anymore, then there's no need to look on Matlis Levana. I'll give you another thing. If you look over here, gentlemen, the last line of Chafim and Beis, it says, B'chulon ein bolken osunela ben chamel etzeo. You have to check in a certain place. If you look in the Ein Mishpat, it says, Maimini. Why did Mechaba leave it out? Mechaba left it out. Enough in the Gemara. Take a look in, again, comic attractions, but since we're on the topic, look at Kuf Peches. That's going to be the simon about Maris. The first Torah Sashlama. The very first one. Zelashanatur. Etc. Says the Ravid says so. Gentlemen, that's what it means, Dam Gomor. Dam Gomor, to know if it's one of the four types of red blood which are Tomei, or any other shade of red which is Tor, that can easily be skewed by the slightest background which is not white. Even light yellow. Because it skews it somewhat. That's why we pass on halacha. Sure, we can tell that it's red. But in the old days, when they had to know whether it's real red or, how should they, tome red or Torah red, they couldn't tell it was on a yellow garment. And therefore, since in the old days they couldn't tell, they were making long stam and shudrabonim. Back to the chasam sofer. Nowadays, we should be making on everything. The only reason we're makhmer because of the davashim minyan. Since nowadays, again, we know it's red, but do we know that a Rav in the time of the Tanoim would say this is a red which is Tomei? We don't know that. We lost the Bekiyas. That's the Pshat. That is the Pshat. That's the Pshat. The same as we said before, the Shia Gris doesn't change. The Din of Begat Savua doesn't change either. That's what it means, Dam Gomor. I found this over here. This is in footnote 42. Shmera Satara. Ein chiluk b'tzeva habeged. It says Odom Tzov. God doesn't make one difference. V'yav Tzov shetzivo nota leboyer, light yellow. Doesn't matter. It's a beged tzavua. Again, to Sheva the Levi. Why? So over here, Shamati me'agrish, that means Rabbi Yashiv, Shagedim is a cold seven shemaklish adam in the near chosik adam kmo shahoya near bebegat lovan, afa pish lefanen near adam gomor, kemen shatseva kilkel bemarach adam choshim tzavua, shekem bekalkel gamberias hey mine damim. That's the pshat, exactly as we just said. That's what Rashi means. Batlis Lavana, I can tell if it's not Lavana, if it's not Pishton. Come on. No. Rak Mishtane Bo Marashal Hemine Damim. That has to be Lavana. Adka. Then he says, okay, Lechatchila, she should wear a garment which is not light yellow. Let her wear blue, let her wear green. There are all kinds of different colors. But, he writes, she should not have a hidur to wear black. Black is, of course, the furthest from white. No, it's not a hidur. You know why? He calls him Rabbi Yoshev again. Pamam sheyishu roa vesta b'lo argosha, o sheyotza dam b'argosha koldu l'machmas tzeva ha-shochar ena damnika klal v'alula lovel de michsho. Wear a dark color, you can tell. Dark blue, dark green. That's what she said. That's what he says. Okay. Footnote 42 in the Sefer Mishmeres Atara, Perek Gimel. Okay. Perek Gimel. Adkan. Fine. What about the following? If you turn to the Chavos Das, again, Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sivkot and Tess. Kuf Tzadi, Chavos Das, Sivkot and Tess. Very short. The mitzasa tzavua, beggar is half colored and half white, and they are. And don't. This is not theoretical. There are many, many undergarments that are half colored and half white patterns. Why did a pattern on an undergarment be is beyond my understanding. I never was zeicha to one, but apparently it's a style, a moda. Okay. The mitzasa tzavua v'nimtza chasi gris al mokam atzavua v'chasi gris al mokam lovin tummy. He quotes the Taz sivkot in my mouth. Quotes Chuvas Ramah Siman Sadi Zion. Doesn't quite say that. Kevin Sharon Shakol Kesem Echad. Ubevadai migufa asi, kevin the yevshlitz bevakoles. Wow, sounds like you don't say low plug. You have to have it clear. V'cheinira demchatzi meakesim kegris yeshu maratar v'chetzim meart maratame v'nika shu kesim erad the tmeya gavalt. Chavos Das is all machmer in this shaila. Uvetshuva zachronin nimtza no against me. They don't mitzdarf mokam atzua mokam alavim. Avo shnei mekomos had levonim mitzarfim av shemafsik mokot tzavua. Some don't even say that. We'll get to that. When it's daiti near kamosh kasafti the chumru. Wowee. Rabbi Avadia says that if the Chavos Das is right, then Rabbi Vosa is right. If you can see it on yellow, it should be aser. But the Sefer Tochazi says it's not true. He says, can I quote Rav Moshe? He says not all cases are created equal. There's slight distinctions. There are very subtle distinctions. Yes, sir.
What did you say?
According to the opinion which maintains, as does the Chavos Das, that if it's half on white and half on blue, it's usher, because obviously it's one stain, that if it would all be on yellow, it would still be usher, because it's also nika. What's it mean? Here nika there. That's what Bavadja says, according to Chavos Das. Follow? I don't we shouldn't pass the Chavos Das at all, but that's what he says, page Shin Tzadi Gimel in Taharas Habayis. He says, no.
I mean, according to the Rebbe's question, that wouldn't necessarily be correct, no?
Why?
Because if it's on white, you can tell that it's a correct red.
Very good. That's what he quotes from Rabbi Moshe. Let's see if Rabbi Moshe really says it. Ramash, a number of tshuvos on these topics, and it's a very subtle Ramash. It's not exactly clear what he holds. Let's take a look. Here we go. Watch this. Gives the case over here. Kesef mitzosel b'mang tzavua machlekas achronim. Miltzdaka, Rabbi Akiva Eger calls Piskei Tshuva, ena mitztarf. Elamo lechaber shnei chatzoy shir shalom shalom levon. We just saw that quote. Chavas das quotes him anonymously. Shalom shalom mitztarf. Nirish b'shir gris v'yot shlotim v'pochas mizemer shem tli b'makolos. Shavarei gankan lotim v'pochas mikashiyah v'mokom shlom mitzuyim makolos lo plug bein makolos. Chintzor miltzdaka. Shlo plug v'pachas mikashir klal v'tzorach shiyah hashir kulo dakim v'mokon shem v'tameh v'kesem v'mar v'tameh v'shem lo plug v'den atum v'tzorach shiyah v'shir. That's what we thought. Miltzdaka should be right. What's the chavasda also? Look at this. Chavasda also. Zelo shayach l'mad lo plug ben ha'makomos. Why? T'hos emim hoya gam b'mokom zeh makoles hoya tzorach gam ken shir zeh v'havi ha'lo plug. Lahach shiv kolam makomos kigash makoles. Oh, we should add kolam makomos v'hazmanim. Chassam Sof focuses on, well, I guess the same thing, time and place. Every time has a place, every place has a time. Okay. Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm with you there. Fine. Shalakach lo shayach kishachatzi shir tor mitzad acher mach mashua gabi begat savua mach ashlum v'mara tor. What's he saying? We should always say it's a makolos. But that doesn't apply when the chatzit shir is tor mitzad acher, beget savua, or marator. But there is half a maron white. That's what you said. And the half a maron white, that's enough to say that it's asur. V'chein yiflugu b'chatzit al dover shena makabal tumah v'chatzit dover makabal tumah. That's what the Chavas Da'as says. Notice the Chavas Da'as might agree that if it's a kulo on tzavua, kulo ain't a mekabel tumah, kulo, you know, less than the gris, we'll make it. But if part is on white, then we have to be machmir. That's what the Ramosha seems to be saying. And what did I say? Aloha lemaisa? Uladina came in the tamach chavas das, mistaber, meroach chavas das, afshirisu de rabbonim, afshirov achronim, sovim kamil tzoka. Avo, mishen lo bonim, mishen tzatzchak, yesh lehokal kamil tzoka. Wow. I was unhappy to see this. Rav Moshe wants to say the chum lechatchilu shemimachu in the shadow. I think Rav Poskim today don't go against Rav Moshe. We all that no, you don't have a kegris on white the kabel tuma. We are mekel. Oh. Now, Rav Moshe himself has leniencies in two other tshuvas, which, and we'll have to see how these two tshuvas of Rav Moshe don't go against this tshuva of Rav Moshe. Let's take a look, first of all, here in Chelek Gimel, once we're here already, in Siman Mem Vav. Were we here yesterday in Siman Mem Vav? Maybe. Even it's vadei b'migufa, we saw this yesterday. Ena makabel tumah u'mekel. I the time was makoles. No, that's the reason for it. Even in places of medina senu, she's tahora. So Rav Moshe also says that's the answer. That's where not. That's all on davar. All pachas mikagris. That's Rav Moshe's mekel. Okay, and Rav Moshe has yet another tshuva along these lines. Do we have Chelek Dalet over here? That's one of the posthumous ones. Rav Moshe's posthumous tshuva is on here. I don't remember anymore. Let's see. No. Yes. They have. Oh, wow. They even have the last one. Whoa, boy. The two posthumous, they have both of them. Wow. Chelek Dalet. Rav Moshe's a number of important tshuvas. Again, Siman Yud Zayin, if you recall, is one to Rabbi Ida. That's for sure legit. That was printed long in Rav Moshe's lifetime. Siman Yud Dalet, Machil has the same, you know, tokef. He quotes the various sources. This is Rav Moshe's notes. He quotes the Torah of Shlomo, yesterday's Torah of Shlomo. Right? The Shach says it's Doraisa. Dim Suyu Mokum Litos. Hashulchanoch Nokat Gam Hod Yosheva Shivinikim Shumid Rabbanon. So he's told the Rabbanon. Eich Nokat Tushatagash Dim Doraisa. The Shach Shinza Pella. Urabbanon Tmelo Arosha. Chaynira de Kavonas Torah of Shlomo. Shatagash Ari Alhod Nokat Tibus Dam Kacharim. The Zaf Mid Rabbanon Bin Hagosha Dafka. Umasha Kosov, the Gamal Gufa Bin Kigris. Hula Tamei, Simakuf Tzadi, Simkot and Tess, Sovi Beis Yosef, Ikevich, Yamal Gufa Bina Kegris, Nagashi Zubri Shona, etc., etc. And he quotes at the Pharisees Israel. Alright, Adina, Kake, all the begotten Tzavuim. Yeah, Torah Shalom is better. His child is better. His Kan Kachayil, Pokas Mikagris. Right? And he quotes at the Pharisees Israel. He should have said other things, Kake, all the begotten Tzavuim. The kids are. Torah Shalom is right. Miachash oya motzi shloiach shchashash makolas gizem benidid afnil chesam et beis shalchein lo gozu al pochus mikagwis klal al begon tzivuim lo gozu mishim shalom nika bakach pami mine tzeva af elo shen nika bem lo gozu, as he said before. So Rav Moshe is beferish, he's the ultimate low plug man. Even though the ultimate low plug man, but when it comes to the Chavis Das's case, he wants to be a machman, that's the Shas HaTchak. So you see klar, a distinction. If you have a little of white on, a little of red on white, then Rav Moshe wants to be machmer. If there's no red on white, he'll be maker. That's why the Taras Abayis, who says in the corner of the Chavis Das we should aser, even if it's kula tzavua, is not correct. I think that is correct. But I want to be maker more than that. I want to be maker like the poskim who are maker even in the case of the Chavis Das. You don't have a full gris of red on white. We have a right to be made. Cain, Nira, Lee. Once when Rav Moshe, let's take a look at Siman Yud Zayin. This is the one which was printed originally Rabbi Ida Sefer. There's quite a number of Sivkotans over here. Shuv is a nichluch of Shimon Ida. Okay, he wrote in his English book Anida. And this is written way back, 1981. I mean, this is certainly 100%. Although they added things that what they added was not Rav Moshe. Whatever they added, Rav Moshe didn't write. That's clear. But they would, at least they told you what they added. That's important. You never know. Sometimes when they add things, it's not 100%, but they're getting it right. Even though they're Talmid Chachamim, but anyone can make a mistake here and there. Let's take a look. Understand, when this Sefer came out, it was tremendously important because there were no other Tzorim that came out, nothing. All the Tzorim we keep around, this is 1981. That's more than 35 years ago the Sefer came out. So, it was everything we're using now didn't exist. None of it. See, we had a Shulchan Aruch, that's true. But after that, all you had was everybody had a Sefer. That's everyone used it at the time. Okay. What happens over here? What's it then? Wait a second. There's a Gemara. And if you dial them out on the Ma'am Bekomis, it says, Osa Mokum Bodu Glacial Makolos. Yesh Ula Litamak and Bepochus Mikashir. Avel Chora Poshut Yevshul Tzamtin Bemokum Akinuach Apekibna Lekach. The Koshke Belokibna Lekach. Now Filo Omer Shekibna Eno Klum Do Yevshul Tzamtin. Uborosh and Noga Kinuach and Svivos also Moko Bukulo Bibitsasayim. Shalachedo could call Kesem below Shalobar Gosha. The Svich Shir Kigrisviot. So when she goes to the bathroom, she wipes herself. Less than the Gris is Mut. Below Domil and Motso Damal Eid Shemekanachas Malacha Tashmish Osio. Shemosa Filu Mashuchem Mekorba. Then Choshin the Makos Bosa Moko. The Hossam. Hori dafka shahoyse yoda imo ei techem sham ki mefurish bebraisa dea namad beis moshul shamish vei she omdim tzad amashka vitsiyat shamish nilchas ei im kein hori kincha rak brosamoka velos svivosov. That's what it is. That's what Moshe writes. That's correct. Usually the woman is taught from her childhood, if you go to the bathroom, there could be some drops of urine around, you got to get rid of it for hygienic purposes. And she's taught to go around and around because the urine drips. That's how she typically does. That's what she does typically. Typically. Fine. This is very, very important. It's against a particular Sidrei Tara. We had a lot of problems finding Sidrei Taras, but let's try to find this one. Sima Kuf Tzadi, end of Sifkotan, Nun Zion. I wish people could find this one pretty quickly. End of Nun Zion. The Beis Yosef, the last three paragraphs. Kosev Hashem Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Eida Bodegla of the Kincha Asa Vinichosa the Kufsa the Mokom Shem Lidos the Makolos Nimsolov the Moshech Benogel Tmeya. Question is, of course, why? Of course, the Beis Yosef. Yes, next paragraph. When he is died, he didn't really farish, never have any Yeruchim, but he should have gone. Hold on, Bishas also Mokom Bodeku, Kosev Ramban Bechidushov. And if Nim be also Moko, Fishu Sosa Militlos, Jim Nicholas of Mesa Shama, Ben Domiotse, Ad Khan. And he quotes the Pirish Rashi. Hachush Yorazem. Im Kane. Im Kin Chaatzma Bibachutz, Yesh Litlos Bimakoles. Okay. Oh, see, so the last paragraph. If he said, Dibi Rabbani Ruchim Meduk Dokim, Dibitchila Makiate Bodok Law. Kinuchos atzmo, what's the lama kinuch v'bachutz? Shemachi talinim v'makol ha-secha demuchalo. Avo shlichi damim, v'kol makom kemen v'makol ha-sutsuvo yadam ha-chicha shuvina v'makol ha-sasya. Avo shen v'makol ha-smuchabo lo talinim v'makol ha-kemen ha-shlichi damim v'makor. V'chein dakal l'slach l'kam v'bachutz. So he sees a little bit machmer over here, even in the kinuch v'bachutz. But that's not necessarily the case. We can be makel more than the Sidrei Tara. Rather, we can learn like the Pardes Rimonim. I think I brought the Pardes Rimonim in today. I'll show these things inside. See if I get it straight. Hope I can find it, because it's a lot to say. It's about the Mikshah Zav and Sifsei Chacham. See the Mikshah Zav, Chof. Is that what we're talking about? I think it's very long. It has four pages. Oh. According to Sidrei Tara, he says it's incorrect. Incorrect. Hagam shekinuch mibachutz. Samachol tzemokom utziyom makolas. So it depends. Where was she mekaneach herself? So the bedika we say he was only real tzemokom. Mashegem bekinuach. Kinuach bi'alma. Here he says. Rabbi Yeruchim means something completely different. In any event, Nochal Adaiti, he holds against the Sidrei Tara. It can be more makel. Okay. Now we have the following Shaila, gentlemen. The following Shaila. The following Shaila. I should also show you the Mishmeres HaTara. Read from him too. Also in Perek Gimel. Footnote 16. These are important shailas. I'd like to give some more ammunition to the Mekilin whenever I can. Kinuach also Malcolm, he says like this. Dino the Maisa Dino Kekesem. Not less than the grits we can be makel. Quote to Sidrei Tara. He doesn't understand what he's talking about. The Rebbe Yeruchim is only talking about Bedika, not a Kinuach. Kinuach kevin shemefurish berishon the motzi b'psar b'makolas avsalu losam makom elanu shum makol amar to b'makom sheish shirak din kesim tmei b'davon shlo in the tab of pavas avshachik gedam tmei b'namakor. No, We're making the shayla. He found that the Pharaoh's Moshe held up shop in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The Paras Shimonim has the same kash against the Beis Yosef. And no one quotes the Sidrei Tal Adina. Lorid Echem and Apostle. And the Beis Yosef, the Pharaoh's Moshe, argue with him. And the Paras Shimonim say differently. Ta-da. So therefore, Aloch Alamaisa, we can be Mekel. We can be Mekel. That's what he said. Shamat medina from Avivili Yoshev. Hutzrachti laharich. Fisher isi kama mechabrim sheviu esbitarim lahachmir. I said, no, you didn't see anyone in the poskim? They're not poskim, they're mechabrim. I said, if you're a posik, you have to probably be in the next world, it has to be called a posik. If you're today, and you're living today, you're a mechabrim. I assume that's what his language means. Okay? They should have quoted it the first of Moshe, Paras Shimon, Zayin Svana, Ben Shlomo. Argue, and if different Shara Ben Yeruchim, that is Yechidah, Shara Poskim Pligi. I kind of wanted to show you that we can be making the typical situation of this type. And he quotes the Ravadius is the same thing. Further than that, according to the Torah Sashlamin, that we saw at the very beginning, at Shavoisha Paskalai, even if she is Mitzam Tzemes, to only just do a Kinuch right around there, we should still be Mekel as long as there's no Hargosha. That's the Alter Rebbe seems to hold that way. Because the Rebbe said that he's going to prove that an aid is a Sufik Hargosha Midoraisa, because otherwise there should be Mekel on it. Even though she's Mitzam Tzemes, obviously. So that's what we pass. He said, if you will become Chasidic Chabad for this purpose, pass like the Alter Lubavitch Rebbe, and which is a Psak of the Torah, of Shlomim in effect, that even if she's Mitzam Tzemes, without the coolest of Rav Moshe and the other poskim that we just had, that she when she does the kinuch, she goes around and around, and the part she's around is not Baduk Etzel Makolos, it's not also Makom proper. Even without that, she only went right there, right where the opening is, nowhere else. She'd still be Mutter, no Chash Argosha. That's what the Torah Sashlamim says. Rav Moshe passed like the Torah Sashlamim, as we saw a minute ago, Adka. I don't want to be Mekel even more than that.
So, why is there no Chash Argosha?
The Chashash Hargosha is because she presses with the aid on the Chorim Mustakim, that was confused with Hargosha. If you ask me personally, there's no, I told you, in my opinion, there's no Chashash Hargosha at all, but I'm a Davashim Aminyan man, even though I haven't found it yet. But that's what I'm assuming, that every Bedika, which is the Bedika of yesteryear, which is inserted internally by Chorim Mustakim, even though today there's no Chashash Hargosha on yesteryear, in the old days there was. And it's a Dovah Shabbat Minyan, we have to ask her no matter what. Even though Rabbi Vadya seems to be a little bit Mekel there, he denied that he was Mekel, if you saw. The Neta Shashuim was Mekel, and Rabbi Vadya quoted him, but he didn't really pass him like him. That way he was trying to get out, and then Rabbi Vadya Biyahom, as we saw. But okay, I'm willing to be Machmor, not Shaila. But if it's a Kinuach on the outside, they never went in, even though she's Mitzamtem, it doesn't wrap around and around, according to the Svaras of the Shmeras Atah, we might ask her it. Maybe, but it's a bit of a kash from Ramosha. Ramosha and one Shuvah held the Torah of Shlomim is correct. So why did Ramosha have to come on to this whole thing about she's not Mitzam Tzemes? Even if she is Mitzam Tzemes, as long as she's not inside, there's no Chashash Hargosha. Should we put the quote in the Torah of Shlomim?
Would it make a difference if we said like the article in Asya that it's much further to the outside? So
yeah, but the women, when they, again, I'm not, if I understand correctly, when the woman goes to the bathroom, she just does on the outside. Doesn't even go that far in, typically. Okay, that's what I'm told. Okay, gentlemen, Chavez Das, Sif Katan Ches. Chavez Das, Sif Katan Ches. We saw Sif Katan Tes, now Ches. Okay, Eina Mekabel Tuma. So he quotes on the Noda Behuda. He now called Kesim Kosha, he goes Safik Mi Alma, Safik Rabbanon, Blagosha, and Elam Rabbanon. What must you say? Came into the Taurus, the Tumea below Hargosha, Mishin Demokam, Makoma Tome, the Safik Doraisa, Umachlit, and Shadami Mena, Hemishamachi Tumea, Fil the Baila. Same story as before. It starts off with the Taurus and extends to the Baila. I said, Svek Sveka, Safik Mi Alma, whatever, based on storm, da da da.
Okay,
Hu tamua tuva chada. Dim came in yodua shlabami alma kol baka karka olam. The vade lawasi adami alma beleka savik against the Tosfos read. Tiat meya uvehedah mashmul nidav zayin the Torah. He thinks the whole thing is wrong. So the machlokas the chavas das gets to know the Yehuda. If you know for a fact it comes out from her body and it's an imel kabel tuma. Yeah. The Gemara on Nafnun Zainim at Beis, right? Ika lemeimar miguf as yitora. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Ika lemeimar, right? What does that mean? Ika lemeimar sounds like it's only a suffix, right? Ika lemeimar. No, if you look in the Rashba, there, and the writ for both, they don't say ika. It's vada miguf. It's also tahora. Don't the word ika lemeimar, right? Doesn't mean only if it's a suffix. Toshib Shabbat Gemara is Vade coming from her in Bok Karakol, the Toshib, against the Tosas Rit. Toshib Shabbat. Oh. But now we come to the following Chumrah. Following Chumrah. Maybe we should say that whenever a Bedika is done, not a Bedika, a formal Bedika, we'll call it Kinuach. Alright, so there's no Chash HaGosha. Let's assume that we're correct. There's no Chash HaGosha by Kinuach. However, it's clear as day that the kinuach is done on her body, and therefore maybe we should treat the kinuach as nimtza al b'sara. It shouldn't have a status of kesem whatsoever, at all. It's not called a kesem. We have over here by both sides the pre-day as a psicha. Psicha. It's as follows. Das kinuach ein barak tumas kesem. That's what he says. It's only tumas kesem. Im kincha bedava shen mekabel tuma umot adam tahora. That's what he says. As a status, a kinuach has the status of a kesem. Kesem. Then he has a kasha. Sidrei Tara says, "In nimtza kesem al niyar shelo ayde bedika v'kinuach, rak she'arva lava yashva lav tor en a mekabel tuma. Masha the bekinuach tmeya midaraisa v'zetema sheshos deriyasa v'tzarachin." That's the last words of the Shar Shlishi, the psicha of the predaya. Wow. What's the lumdus over here? The ikum at CS Adam is when you see it on something which is enem mekabel tuma, when you see it. And therefore, if you're mekaneach, that's not called mitzias Adam. It's still called a kesem. And this is how we pass in halacha lemaisa. This way. It's called a kesem. Over here, in the same mishmeres Atara, after goes through all the things, he has what's called chidushim and shas. His first piece, Kiddushim and Perak Heroa Kesem. Heroa Kesem Absara. With Lonokat Kesem Shenimtz Alabasa, El Haroa Kesem Alabasa. Mashma. Didn't Kesem Alabasa Nidam, Rakshem Estchilas Riyoso, Ukvar Alabasa. Avlam Lora Osu Alabasa, El Shekincha Osu Miagabi Abasa, Venimtz Algabi Abeget, Azaidino Kinimtz Alabeget, Lucholachilukim Shesh Betlia, Ben Basa Lebeget. Fatama Zanira, the Cholatumos Kishas Mitziyosa, the whole of the Ainam and Tamas Boal of my frail and the Kanala Bo, a cough of Ain Little Autumn Bixers Summon, and the Pian Nimsa the Fonainu. That's what he says. Look, Karkon comes with Gufa for sure, the Gufa's Makabal Tuma, doesn't matter. The first time you saw it was on the ground, you followed the Shas Mitziyoso. So therefore, if she does a kinuach, but she only sees it when she takes the toilet tissue, she wipes, and then she's about to throw it into the toilet bowl, or after she sees something. Okay, that's later. As she took it from the body, obviously, look, if she sees dam on the body and she takes it off on the cloth, it still has nothing about the body. She saw it on the body. As long as she didn't see it on the body, we have this cooler. It's against the same called the cheshev or ephod. Who said not that way? What do you do with the steerer in the Sidrei Tara? The answer is very, very clear. The answer is very, very clear. The Sidrei Tazla Shitoso. And here we have this. We have to see inside. Rabbi said there's no shortcut for this one. Please open, if you don't mind, to the Sidrei Tara Simen Kuf Tzadi Sif Koton Tzadi Gimel. Towards the end, towards the very, very end, the very, very long, towards the very, very end. Yes, sir.
Even if it was from the Basar, we still have Dina Ksamim on the Basar.
That is true. That is true. True. The question would we have it on the Basar, and that part of the body is not clear?
If it was less than a gris, that would also work.
Less than a gris, according to the way Rove posted him against the Rabbah. You are correct. What if it's more than a gris? After it's more than a gris. Rabbi said, please take a look towards the very, very end of this very long Sivkot and Sadi Gimel. Here we go. Both sides, you have to first find where it says Tzadi Dalek. That's where it ends. I haven't found that yet. Where's Tzadi Dalek? How come I can't find this? Oh, I found Sadi Dalet. Here, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4 paragraphs from the end of Sadi Gimel. Starts Mizeh. Mizeh Yatzalanu Chirish Din. Tohod the Kaila, the Nimsa Kesem, Adama Shenim Kabotuma, Logos the Baha Utahora, Mikomakom, Im also Dova Hashenim Tzalav Hakesem, Munach, Agabe Dova Makabotuma, Kaman Shah also Dova Shenim Makabotuma, Munach. Al davar mekabel tuma v'nitna mishem masa l'kach gam ha'isha tumeya. Tofi mashik ha'safti l'el b'shem aran b'chidusha. Iker ha'gzeira ho'ya l'tame ha'isha mishem da'osu davar shenim tza'olov ha'kesef hu tame shum baka makama tame shum achi timu gam la'isha dilav ho'lo kai mahor tzachucha etc. im kein eshloma hu adem in indidan keiman de klitachto tame Mishum Masa, Mishum Hochi Gozu Nami Alo Isha. That's what he says. That's what he says. Wow. Wow. Amazing. That's the case. We understand very well the answer to the Stira in the Sidrei Tara. The answer to the Stira in the Sidrei Tara, which is given, not my answer, given by the Pardes Rimonin, gives this answer. I'll show it to you. Psicha, the Simen Kuf Tzadi, the long Psicha. Okay, hold on. The Psicha is 20 pages. Tells him when he finished it, this Psicha. I'm going to find it. It's much more than 20 pages. He has many to know him. Oh. Okay. Says like this. Watch this. Im gamim im nimtza kesem al davar shenim mekabel tuma vevi aisha la davar hazeb yodel lefonenu tashan etzrichin lo gam ken al adam im davar shuvim adam nida hari hu betame lo aisha tumas erev pas tumas masa kuhu baram hechus betame mishka b'moshav. Okay, Metamina lo Aisha Gamkin Lebalin Bas Tumas Ksamim. Sidrei Tara suggests that. Wow. So he said in the case what's found on another garment. one garment on another. Let's say, for example, a pad. Pad is not a kabbal tumah, liner. But it's on a garment, the garment is a kabbal tumah. So, according to the Sidre Tabi, no good. Ani Mosin, who are dinim Aisha Hevia Biodea Lefanenu, Gamke Metamina Leisha Kanal. Shas is Kark Olam, Instaba, Lonis Osa Biodea Klal, because the Nira Borah Venochim Besad of the Shemaim, the disaster. The total disaster. This Borah Venochim Besad of the Shemaim, if this is correct. I mean, the Sidre Tabi certainly said so. No question about it. Obviously, the Alter Rebbe didn't hold that way. Because the Alter Rebbe said, the reason why an aid is a problem is because of Chashash HaGosha D'Oraisa. Otherwise, it's not a problem because it's not a Kabbal Tumah. We banish her, but she's obviously, she held it in her hand. And this is what the Bari HaShulchan says. In the Biurim Sif Yud, the Maskel Dover, that's against the Alter Rebbe is against the Sidrei Tara and the Paras Shimonim. He's also against what we call it from the Cheshev HaEifod, that if you put your hand on something and that's considered to be found on you, not considered to be found on the garment, can't be, because all the Rebbe is against that. We hold well for today, as I said before, we are Chassidic Chabad for this purpose. Okay. For this purpose. Now we have to discuss, at least today, at the beginning, we have to finish this on Sunday, Belinetim. Sunday, she is regular time. Monday, she's going to be early. Yeah. Because the Shulchan Aruch HaRav proves that there's a chashash d'oraisa of Hagosha by Bedikas 8.
Right.
Otherwise, should be mutter.
Why?
Why should be mutter? Less than Gimel al Gimel. So what?
It is.
Gimel Tvachim or Gimel Tvachim, I think it is.
It's both, no?
It's both.
Yeah. Sure.
Have to look at them. You have to look carefully in what's
Mekabal
Tumah.
Sorry?
Is
he talking about less than a gris?
Maybe.
In the Rosh it says Shlosha.
That's what I thought.
But every single Gemara, every single other region says Shlosha.
You know what? Let's look and see what the Alter Rebbe said. I mean, we're going to really be serious about being Chabad, because let's look and really see what he said. See what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says. Kuntras, hold on. Let's be patient. We'll be patient. Let's be patient, please. Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Let's go. See the words carefully. Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Oh, I'm going to find these things over here. Kuntras Achron. Yeah, Kuntras Achron. Kuf Pei Gimel. Sifkot Beis and Kuntras Achron. So I think it is. I think it was on the Maram Mekomis a while ago. Oh boy. Watch this. By the pshita the maraita b'dikav sfeka the rice of the chuli alma, yesh shlomo hotzkei v'loshen asevra truma, reza matzasi, sheyem sheklal oma shuisa the rabbonim ashim tumas ksama l'chud. The yim kain, bot go b'dava sheyem akabot tumat tohoro, kemo bot karka olam, v'zeino. The ika b'dikav hu b'tsemer gefen, sheyem akabot tumat all, quotes the Gemara. V'gam tsemer stam, Ainam Kabul Afil Tumas the Gomachi at Tovui. The Gamet Pishna the Kamon, Shachet the Kitna, the Malad the Bedigal Yisav Marsham, Kamainam Kabul Tumma Ella Emyesh Bam Gimel al Gimel. Maybe it means that's both.
He's really small.
Okay.
No, that bigger than, I think.
Okay. Sorry. Elevare the Lekalaman de Omar, Tumma de Rabbonon. Wait a second. If the Sidre Tara is right, then this whole thing is wrong. Because even though it's not Mekabal Tumah, she's Mekabal Tumah. See, Klor. And again, if any Kinuach doesn't have a status of a Kesem, it's considered like a Al Gufos, and it's also for that reason. So it sounds posh about the Alter Rebbe is against both of those Chumas. That's not my Chiddush. That's what the Rebbe Feivel Cohen Shlita. I will consider him a Poisek. Not just a Mechaber. Okay? He's from the Gedolei Olam. So he says that. I thought it was 100% right. Okay. So now, having said this, let's turn a little bit to the question of the Meirag Lion story. So the Chavos Das says that is a shayla, a very serious shayla, which is we saw a few times. Let's take a look at the opening Pesachei Tshuva, Hilchos Nida, the very first one. It's a good place to see it, Bekitzer. See it again. We've seen it once before. We have to contend with this. Obviously, it's going to be Sunday Shiur. Just a few minutes. Let's look at it right now. The very first, Sifkot Na'alv at the end. What does he say? Quotes the Chavos Das. The last few words. V'chein v'samach la'tolos me'raglayim u'gam ken do'raisa chavaz da'as sham. Whoa. 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 Can it be, really? Can it really be true? Let's open up the Gemara even for a few minutes. We never really tackled this Gemara yet. Should have done it already first. Nun tesem et beis. This is on all the Ma'amakimus, the old ones. What does it say? Ha'isha shi'osa tzrachea v'ro'as adam. Rab Meir omeh momedes tmeh v'yoshev es tohoro. Rab Yossi omeh ben kachu ben kach tohoro. Okay? Sounds like the pasuk of Yossi, as you usually do against Rab Meir. Would it be in good shape? Would it be in good shape? Everything's going to be mutter. So it seems. What's the Gemara say? Ma'ishno medes tarminen me'raglayim hodol namokav ha'isidam. According to Rabbi Meir. Yeah. Yoshevis Nami Namum Miraglayim Hodul Mokov Isidam. They still have no Nishmas Avraham here. I looked downstairs today. Whoever took it on a very long term loan, like maybe for the whole year. But there he explains that as a doctor he cannot understand how it's possible to have this idea of Hodul Miraglayim Lamokov Isidam. What does that mean? It's physically impossible. The only way to make it possible, potentially, we said before, that maybe the word Mokar, according to the first pshat of Rav Yehuda Levi, that Mokar goes all the way out until the Mokar Mepsulim, then I can understand it a little bit, potentially. But obviously he was not working with that assumption, so he doesn't see how it's physically possible. Okay, just letting you know. Yeah, Omar Shmuel, b'mezanekes. What does that mean? Rashi, mezanekes, b'kalachas, tekeima denafik b'kiluach, ki urcha, lo tchika, v'lo hoda meraglam lemokor. V'ein derek, here's the key. V'ein derek dam mokor lo tseis im meraglayim. That's the key to the whole sugya. When she is urinating, she's not having dam nida come out. Avos shoseses, it's the opposite of mezanek, this is dripping. I did the ukma anavsha, who, v'ika lemema hoda kilum omedes, Avalomedes Iyevshalo Lizanik. Oh. So, Moist Kashim is a nekas nami duma bosa de tamu maya osadam. True, while she's urinating, no blood comes out. But after she finishes, Rashi, Asadami Amoka, Velo Machos Meraglayim, Omrav Abba, Vyosheves al Sfas Hasefel, Umas a nekas besocha sefel, Venim Sadam besocha sefel, Demisa de bosa de tamu maya osa. We pass like Rav Yossi. So the Chora, we're going to have very, very few problems, Rav Yossi, halacha l'maisa. Right? The women urinate sitting down, and usually it's a kiluach. We'll have to discuss Mishnah a little bit on Sunday. A, are we worried about basal tamamaya? Halacha for us, halacha l'maisa. Depends where it's found, here or there. And B, are the Rishonim, and especially the Ramans and the Kuf Sari Aleph, who follow these Rishonim, have Chumra Agabe Chumra Agabe Chumra. I believe that on Sunday we'll tackle that issue. But then you should have Numa Avakomas. Okay. Good.